When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets. Always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now we're going on straight into our conversation. And like I said, I have been wanting this conversation forever. You know, this woman, almost everybody who speaks to her, they're speaking about work, because her life is about work, work. We forget that she is a family woman as well. So today we will be moving away from the lot that you know, work, 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 and then we will bring her home and have a homey conversation. There's so much to that side that you and I don't know, and we're going to uncover that on the show today. My guest on Home Affairs today, Madame Esther Koba, CEO Stratcom Africa. Hello, mommy.
Hello, Adam. It's so good to be with you.
I know, it's been so long. Myself, good to see you. I know. And you're looking so good.
Really? Thank you.
Oh,
wow. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, this is how I want to begin. Please, beauty tips.
Beauty tips? The main beauty tip is to go to the manual that came with from your creator, and it says love him and love your neighbor.
And that's it.
And when they annoy you, be angry, but by 6 p.m. just
let it go.
Let it go. And if you love, you don't get wrinkles. Because you won't squeeze your face against anybody. You won't squint against anybody.
You keep your smiles
you
on.
You keep your smiles on. And he says, you know, you leave any vengeance to him. He will repay. And if God is going to repay you,
what's your business, worried?
So
that's a good one.
Is love, 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 love. especially your enemies.
Oh, okay. You are in trouble if you choose to be an enemy, because we will still love you.
Yep.
And let me say congratulations to you, on your election as the IPO president.
Thank you very much.
Wow. How did that feel like?
Oh, how would I? It gave me a further sense of responsibility. But I'm ready to serve, and I like the profession, and I felt really honored to be selected by my peers to lead them. But for me, leadership is service, and I love service. So
congratulations, because you have done so much. You know, I was telling you before we got on air that I feel like by this time you should be chilling.
I'm chilling.
You are.
I'm chilling with work.
Because I think you work too hard.
Oh, well.
Are you ever going to take a break?
It depends. Some of my work is a hobby. Some of your work is a hobby, you enjoy it.
Okay, so I have one big question to start this interview with, and I think that's going to be what the whole interview is going to be about. But I'll give you a prelude to that. So you know Madame Esther Koba, right? We all know her, Stratcom Africa. But let me tell you a bit about who she is and why I want us to have this conversation, especially so today, you know, just the day before Mother's Day, to inspire a lot of young women out there, mothers out there. And if you have followed Home Affairs, you know that in recent times we have spoken to, you know, some women who have shared their journeys with us. You have a young woman, you know, full of life, full of ambitions. I want to do this. And then you know that you also want to settle down and start, you know, raising a family. And then sometimes by the time you get in there, you have one child, you have two children, you're saddled with so much responsibilities. And sometimes you become so overwhelmed, you feel like you're losing your head. And then everything just begins to go haywire around you, and you begin to wonder whether you're on the right path or not. People have walked this path, and we will continue to ask them to teach us to be able to walk this path and also be able to realize our full potentials. So this woman we are talking about, I wouldn't be reading everything, but she is a veteran communications specialist with over 40 years of professional experience. Note that. She is the chief executive officer of Stratcom Communications Africa, Stratcom Africa, that's what we all see, and which is set up well over 30 years ago. She sits on the board of the International Public Relations Association and the advisory board of the College of Education of the University of Ghana, the Department of Communication Studies. And all of these things, they are not just, you know, we're not just mentioning them. She's working, you know, she's working. She holds a Bachelor of Arts degree and a postgraduate diploma in communications from the University of Ghana, Legon, and a master's in communications from Cornell University. She is an international Rotary scholar. I'm now trying to join Rotary. Now, Ms. Koba has been an industry trailblazer in many respects. She set up the public affairs department of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation and was the first manager of the department. So much she has done. She is dedicated to the institute. She has done so much. If I want to go through all of these, we just may not be able to finish. But I just wanted to share a little bit of this so that you know that her hands are full after all these years. And my question is, how have you done all of these things, considering the fact that you are a wife, you are a mother, not a mother to just your children? I remember the day I came to cry on your laps as well. So you have a lot of other people you are mentoring. You have yourself to take care of, and you still keep going. You were just elected into another high office. How are you doing it? And still looking like this.
How am I doing it? We're all doing it. I guess my upbringing didn't just start with education. It started with my being domesticated.
Okay.
My mother really brought me up to be somebody that likes to take care of the home.
Okay.
And I love setting up my home. I love to cook. I love to take care of people. I'm a people person.
The flowers as well.
Yes. So all those are part of who I am. And then I find joy in the work that I do, offering total communication service from public relations to marketing, advertising, whatever, community communication. I have joy doing that as well. So I realized from my mother's multitasking capabilities that she prioritized.
Okay.
So prioritizing is important. I mean, we do that all the time without paying attention to it. When you wake up in the morning, you prioritize probably praying or brushing your teeth or taking a bath. The things you do in sequence, you do all of them at different times. And in the end, they help you to present a you that you like and a you that is acceptable. So prioritization is key.
Great.
That's how I live my life.
Okay, well, we'll be getting into the details of this prioritization, but you've talked about your mom. I think I read somewhere you lost her when you were pretty young.
Yes.
How did that impact you? And Mother's Day is tomorrow.
Yeah, my mother died when I was 11 years.
Oh, no.
She took me to Mofretro in Kumasi. She took me on a Wednesday on a beautiful long train ride. And then by Monday, she was dead. And I'm the last born. And my siblings had already gone to secondary school. So I was spending a lot of time with her. So as you can imagine, this was a big hit. It was a huge hit. But I also felt, I mean, at that time I felt, what was the point of going on? What was the point of living? I mean, Ma would not be there. And she and I were very close. I was sleeping in the same bed with her and all that. But then I felt also that I could live to demonstrate his legacy, what she had invested in me, what she had trained me to be. And so I chose the latter, to try and live out the values that she had put in me. And so I finished Mofretro. And in the Mofretro, significantly, I mean, Mofretro, it's a very strict school. People used to call it a finishing school. And my trunk was seen as very neat, my bed. My friends call me, you know, it's like a proper person. Everything has to be clean. And that's what my mother taught me. And I went into Wesley Girls High School and became senior prefect.
Wow.
And when everybody talks about that, I say, I owe it to my mother, considering the fact that she wasn't alive and I could navigate and become senior prefect at Wesley Girls High School, and went on to Legon, University of Ghana, first degree, graduate diploma. And then somebody decides that he sees value in me, white American.
We'll get into
yes.
that. But at age 11,
yes.
She really must have taught you a lot.
She did.
I don't know if we're doing that much today with our children, you know, because I can relate somehow, you know. My mom passed when I was barely 15, you know, and it was difficult. And I was the last one too.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like you, the sister I come after is 13 whole years older than I am. So everybody was away. And again, like in your case, you had to depend on the values and the teachings that you had to be able to juggle, you know. But you keep talking about the values your mom instilled in you, Mofratru, and everything you did, you owed it to her through to Wesley Girls. When you look around us today, do you think that we parents of today, we're doing good by our children, considering the times in which we are? And truth be told, we need to run around and look for money as well.
Yeah, I was fortunate to have my mother, I guess, applying some of the coaching and mentoring principles that our traditional upbringing comes with. You know, our traditional Ghanaian upbringing, I would say African upbringing, involves a lot of coaching and mentoring. You look and you do. So you follow your parents around and you learn from them. And they teach you how to do various things. Right now, a lot of people are, because of what is available, because in my time, internet was not available.
No.
So there was no way my mother could leave me to go and ask Google to show me
anything.
Anything. Mm-hmm. So we used the traditional African approach to upbringing, proper coaching and mentoring, apprenticeship. So everything my mother did, I learned how to do. I started going to the market with her very early, so she could send me to the market to go and buy things for the household.
That's before 11.
That's before 11. She was, she used to bake. She was a homemaker. She chose to stay home and take care of her five children in spite of her education.
Okay.
And so she taught us to bake. She taught us to make toffees. She taught us to knit, crochet, sew, and to clean the home. And she did it. She did all these things with us. Now, some children.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch. or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Children may not want to do that. You ask a child to wash with their hands, and
they think you're punishing them.
Yes.
You don't love them.
And that's why our electricity bills are going up, because we have to use, you know, washing machine, all that, which is good. So I had that privilege. And, you know, when you are being mentored, you're not only learning the technical work, as in cooking. I call cooking technical work. As in cooking, baking, cleaning, etc. You're also learning the flair that comes with doing it, the dedication, the love, and all that that comes with doing all those things. So I was grounded in that.
Wow.
And then I had the privilege, as I always say, of sitting, having a front row seat in my mother's school of entrepreneurship, because these things that she did, she was selling them.
Wow.
And I remember that when we lived in Salt Pond, for instance, we used to accompany her to Mankasim Market to go and sell. And in Commenda, where I went to school, I went, part of my education was in Commenda Local Authority Primary, which you guys now call Saito. I am
it was
a
proud Saito from when?
No, during our time it
wasn't Saito.
No.
Oh, my
was,
world.
Yeah. So we used to sell at the lorry station, and she used to bake for Commenda College. So I did it with her.
Wow.
And I helped her to keep the accounts and all that. So my entrepreneurial spirit and knowledge came from my mother.
Wow.
So you see, you're being groomed, you're being trained, you're being brought up, and you're learning, technical knowledge is being imparted to you, and values are being instilled in you. You're learning entrepreneurship, etc., etc. And she did not forget the spiritual side, grounded us spiritually as well. So that is what I was fortunate to get from my mother.
Wow. And that's even before age 11.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. We did everything
together.
We did everything. And she put us through Brownies, Girl Guide, Girls Brigade, Boys Brigade, and
Wow.
Yeah, so, and I remember sometimes in Sekendi when we were marching in the streets of Sekendi, you know, from church, Methodist Church, that was the Boys and Girls Brigade, she would stand, you know, in the window and watch us proudly.
Oh.
Yes. So she gave us all that
you needed.
Yes.
And I mean, all that grounding for who you have become today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if I'm picking anything from it, yes, today is not then.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's so much happening around us. But I guess for me as a parent, and for you as a parent listening, we must not forget the coaching and the mentoring.
Yes.
Even if we have all the internet helping us,
yes,
we have to still strive to be in there,
yes,
to coach and to mentor.
Yes.
Great.
And now, and those who read the Bible, when you read about Timothy, it was his mother and his grandmother And so I've extended that to my 5 grandchildren.
Okay.
Who do a lot with me.
Mm.
They do a lot with me.
Wow.
And they enjoy it.
I even love the fact that you make time to do all that with them.
Oh, yeah. Even they stand on stools to prepare things with me when I'm cooking.
Wow.
Yes. Because they need to be grounded.
They need it.
There's something about it also that makes you human.
Mm.
There's something that, you know, there's something in there. I can't put a finger to it, but it makes you stay in touch with your humanity.
Wow.
Because you're not dealing with equipment all the time.
All the time, no. I told you from the beginning of this conversation that we're not going to be going into the office today and learning, you know, communications 101. We're bringing whatever's the cover home, because there is a home side to everything that she is, and that's what we are interested in. Okay, so I want to find out, who was guiding you along the line when Mommy passed?
First of all, I would say God, because there were godly principles she instilled in us. And she taught us to go to our God when we could not deal with things. Mm. And so from a very early age, that's something that I learned to do.
Great.
And so I am happy that whilst I was in Mofretro, when Evangelist, there was an evangelist that came, and I was so much into what my mother had taught me. And with her dead, I needed grounding. Mm. And that's where I gave my life to Christ.
Wow.
And so it was a natural progression in Wesley Girls when, with other friends, we started a group called Evangels.
Okay.
That later became Joyful Way Incorporated.
Tell me about it. Oh, wow.
So there was that. And then there was my grandmother.
Wow.
Who was really sad that...
Your mother had passed.
And of course, her sisters. Mm. And so I lived with my grandmother for some time. I stayed with my big sister, who was also 21 years. She turned 21 years 2 days before my mother died. So she also contributed to guiding me. And then I moved to live with my auntie in Accra, Mrs. Akomensa. So, and then God blessed me with amazing friends from Mofretro
to Wesley Girls.
Yes. Dantua Donko, Juliana Amua, later on Ruth Abbe, Jean Donko, I mean Josephine Chris, a whole lot of
friends
who have remained good friends, you know, in our Wesley Girls High School year group, and
great.
Some of them from Mofretro as well. And in their own different ways, they provided guidance. And some of the teachers that we had, my headmistress from Mofretro, Mrs. Wilberforce, and Ms. Bonsoir Nane, one of the teachers in Mofretro, who really, really, really cared. So God raised angels to be around me.
Wow.
And guided me.
And all of these will contribute to what you have become today.
Yes.
And if I'm taking us back, you know, we talked about prioritization, and it's important that you prioritize what's important to you, what do you do first, you know, and then, but you have to keep your eyes also on the goal. Great. And then we've talked about mentorship, we've talked about coaching. And that also means that we need to make time to be there for our families, to be there for our children, and to be there for all the people who need us. That's what her mother did before she passed, even at age 11. And today we're celebrating her because those values she mentioned were instilled in her. She talked about the God factor and the fact that she had family who was there to guide her as well. Her big sister, her grandmother, and great friends. Please take notes. These are nuggets that you need to be putting down. And those are the things we want to take out of this conversation. There will be other conversations where she's talking about calm strategies and all that. I will alert you when those ones come up. But today, it's not for that. And I'm sure you're enjoying our conversation.
I'm enjoying it.
Exactly. It's not stressful.
No, it's not.
Great. So we will move on to now talk about university.
Mm.
And that man who saw you and thought that I want to keep this flower in my nest.
Yeah, so after Wesley Girls High School, I went to Legon and I was in Sabah Hall.
Oh.
I'm a Viking. And it was enjoyable. I enjoyed my studies. I enjoyed some of the silliness of being in the university. But during our days, it was all Aluta, Aluta, Aluta. Mm. So all 3 years were Aluta Continua.
Oh, dear.
But I finished that and my first degree. And then I went to do my national service at Pre-Sec.
Okay.
And from Pre-Sec, I went back to Legon to study communications. Yes. And after that, I went to work at GIHOC, Ghana Industrial Holding Corporation, after 6 months of internship with the U.S. Information Service, where I learned a whole lot. And then, I mean, it really made me, it confirmed to me that I had chosen the right profession. So I went to GIHOC and was the public relations officer there. Did that for about 2 years. And that's where, whilst I was at US Information Service, I applied to Cornell University and I gained admission but didn't have money
to go.
So I was sitting in my office one day when this American who had been a WHO, World Health Organization consultant in Ghana, and had been visiting my roommate at Pre-Sec, shows up and asks me what I'm doing, and I tell him. And he says, I'm going to go and find you scholarship to go to Cornell. And he doesn't get the scholarship and decides he will finance my education at Cornell.
Wow.
So that's what Ralph Klump did. He financed my education at Cornell University, which I later found was an Ivy League school.
Wow.
And when he was not able to continue, I got the Rotary Scholarship. That's how I became
a Rotarian.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And at every point, prayer was key.
Mm.
I went before God and I asked him if it was his will. And then Ralph Klump came. And when Ralph couldn't continue, then Rotary Club came.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was my university space. And even though I studied public relations and journalism at Legon, I just felt that there was something extra that developing nations needed in relation to communication.
Mm.
So that's what I studied in Cornell. Communication for developing nations, but this time looking at it strategically. So I studied strategic communications. Mm-hmm. So it was more holistic. It wasn't restricted to public relations or journalism.
Yeah.
I did communication that looked at the different channels and communication opportunities that you could strategically bring together to use for impact. And that's where, that's how I came to study behavior change, communication, intercultural communication, and organizational communication. So my passion for communication is in what do I see in my environment? How can I use communication as a tool for making it better? So for nations, for organizations, and indeed for individuals.
Great.
And I just love that.
Great. I am enjoying this conversation. And we're about to move to the next phase of the conversation, and the part that I'm sure you and I will also enjoy. Because all through, we haven't talked about, you know, young girl coming up, relationship, falling in love, and all of those before marriage and family life came through. So that's where we are moving to. But you need to stay tuned in, because I have to make some money, and then we will go in to have that conversation. So the joy of every parent is to see their children cheerful and hearty. To achieve this desire, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients and multivitamins which can promote their welfare. One of such nutritious beverages is Vitamilk soy milk drink. Vitamilk soy milk is made from natural soybeans, which is a good source of plant protein. And we're talking about vitamins B1 and B2. Vitamilk has no artificial flavorings, no colorings, and no preservatives. And for over 20 years, Vitamilk soy milk has been consistent with its product quality, sumptuous taste, and its vital nutritious benefits. So choose Vitamilk Champ for your children because it has the plant protein, and it is nutritious, amazingly delicious, and satisfying. Vitamilk comes in its regular soy milk drink. You can also have it in the multi cereal with no caffeine, choco, banana, strawberry, and you can have it in the 250 ml or the 1 liter Tetra Pak. Vitamilk is indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. And yay, imagine enjoying the urban pulse of Joburg, the scenic beauty of Cape Town, the majestic mountains of Lesotho, or the thrilling sunset in Sun City. Well, imagine no more, because Adansi Travels and Joy FM invite you to join Lexus Build and Drive Time as they explore South Africa this June. Four exciting packages to choose from. One, Joburg. That's from the 5th to the 10th of June, and that's just $1,390 per person. You can do Joburg and Cape Town from the 6th to the 13th of June, and that comes at a promo rate of $1,790 per person. That is $1,790 per person. You can also do Joburg and Sun City from the 4th to the 11th of June at $1,690 per person. The fourth one, which is Joburg and Lesotho, from the 4th also to the 11th of June at $1,750 per person. To crown it all, you have an opportunity to attend the Legends and Legacy Ball, where you will have Yvonne Chaka Chaka performing, and this will be on the 8th of June at the Sandton Convention Center in Joburg. So don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity slip by. Seats are filling very fast. Call Adansi Travels now on 053-100-8550 or 059-5500-817. Or you can visit adansitravels.com to secure your spot. Feel life's beauty with Adansi Travels and Joy FM in SC. Let me also quickly tell you, discover the rich, creamy taste of Dano milk that perfectly complements your breakfast to deliver that delightful flavor you've always craved. Dano milk is fortified with vitamin A and D, and it's also a source of protein, calcium, vitamin B2 and B12, potassium and phosphorus to keep you nourished every day. Get your quality Dano Cool Cow instant powdered milk for an unparalleled taste experience and your nourishment. Dano milk, go for it. And remember, this advert is FDA approved. We will be right back to continue the conversation. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. This conversation is in honor of Mother's Day tomorrow. And we have been talking to Madame Esther Koba, CEO of Stratcom Africa, and also she is the newly elected president for the IPR Ghana, and we're celebrating with her as well. And before we leave, we have a beautiful package to give her as well. You know, that's our Mother's Day gift to her. It's a beautiful kente piece, bespoke kente piece from Prestige Kente. And if you want to give your mother any, you know, gifts this Mother's Day, or, you know, anybody at all you want to give a kente, you need to look for them. This is why. You don't have to necessarily go to their shop to go and buy. You just go on their website and then get a gift card, go on their website, and you can actually choose your design, the way you want the kente to be, and they will weave it for you. You can also book an appointment and go to their weaving center and then, you know, go and see what they do there and choose the way you want it done for you. So it's just you. You can be the only person who has that. So you can call Prestige Kente on 0244-327838, or you just look for them, www.prestigekente.com, and then get a gift card for somebody. And the gift card, you know, gives them the opportunity to be able to choose exactly what they want. They can make it from scratch for them. And I don't know what more you want. If I want kente, that's what I would like to do, because you don't want to wear the same thing that everybody's wearing all over the place. So, Alma, thank you and your team for doing this for us. And we are sure that when we do the presentation to Madame Esther Koba, she will love it. And thank you so much. We appreciate that. Now we are back and we're continuing the conversation. We want to now talk family, marriage, motherhood, and how you juggled it till where you are today. So at what point in time did marriage come in?
After school and in between school.
Okay.
Yeah.
With God's help as a family. You seem to have experienced almost everything, even when it comes to family life, because you not only have your children, you are also a stepfather. How is that department also going?
Oh, the department is going very, very well. God gives us different departments, mm-hmm. and He equips us to take care of them.
Wow.
It's going well.
That's also going well.
Very
you have
well.
Grandchildren from those departments also.
Oh, and my grandchildren are amazing. Don't go there.
Oh.
You won't end.
I can imagine.
I tell my boys, I annoy them. I say that now I see their value. Their value was to give me grandchildren.
And who will keep you bubbly?
And they say, we also matter.
No, at this now they don't matter.
No.
Now, one other thing, I have learned a few things I'll touch on from this particular conversation we're having. And you have always had a vibrant career as well, Stratcom. How did that also impact your work?
In terms of the situation?
Yes.
With the imprisonment?
Yes.
Oh, it did impact my work, but it taught me to be resilient.
Mm.
It taught me to find other ways of doing the same thing that I was doing before. Oh, it made me a better person. It made me a better entrepreneur. It made me more resourceful.
How? I you know, I'm asking you how, because you have come alive differently. Just asking you that.
Yeah, because, you know, I had to take food to him every day.
Okay.
And I had clients to take care of. I had staff to take care of. Mm. So it meant that I had to be even more structured, even more organized, and know how to talk to my clients to come up. There was a client that agreed to meet with me. We were doing a very important project. He agreed to meet with me at 5 every day. Yes. It was after he was released that he told me that he knew my husband was in prison. But the way I delivered the work, he was very happy. You know, at Stratcom Africa, we say that we serve a God of excellence. Mm. So we deliver with excellence.
Mm.
So the way we deliver the work, in spite of it, you will stay with us.
Wow.
But it helped me to be resilient. And what I believe is that challenges are huge doors of opportunity.
Mm.
And in Stratcom Africa, I tell my staff, even mistakes are your mistake is a resource, depending on how you use it. So there was I with this imprisonment. If I complicated it with resentment and self-pity and all that,
and then all the things life you will be reading and hearing in the media.
My life was going to come to an end. The man is in prison. I need to eat. Kids need to eat. I have to send him food. I better work. So what's the choice?
Wow.
Take what you have, use it well. That's resilience, turning challenges into opportunities, not sitting down and pitying yourself, because the people will listen to you
and cry with you.
And after that, they are gone. You have to eat, you have to move. So I think that
But that didn't mean you didn't feel pain and you didn't feel the hurt, right?
Oh, I did, but it got to a point where
you were more focused on the outcomes.
Yes.
Sanaya.
And I was focused on helping to get him out. And that's why I did the Free Church campaign.
Mm. Mm.
And it was really helpful. I brought my professional knowledge into action. And so it was a combination of my professional knowledge, my belief in God, my everything.
And your love for him.
And my love for him. And I brought the totality of who I am into the space. And I think that it, and there were so many people who helped, so many people. Who just supported us to the extent that Free Church campaign stickers were being seen in other parts of Africa, on cars, on vehicles there. So,
God did it.
He did.
In 5 months.
Oh,
2 days to 5 months.
He did. Try Esther's God. Try my God.
He's a God of excellence and a God who delivers.
He does.
You know,
I mean,
one thing I know about this woman, if you like, carry all your house problems or all your world problems and come and be crying. Look, they will give you small injection that has God in there.
Yes.
And you will know that, look, you can't. One thing I have learned from you is, you can't be running around and crying and telling your issues to the world. You're better off going to God with it.
Yes.
And if God won't help you, then so be it.
Yes.
You know?
And you can't go and sit in church. For me, I mean, I'm a fanti. So where we go to worship, it's called chapel.
Mm.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
It's church is this. Church is here.
Yeah.
You can't go and sit in the chapel and come and live another life.
No.
By their works, you shall know them. So whether you are at work, in your office, whether you are in government, whether you are with your family, we're not perfect. You may slip, but you remember that you serve a God who expects you to live a life that shows his love and brings other people to him.
I'm looking at you and smiling a lot of adoration because you radiate a lot of peace, a lot of confidence, a lot of aura. I mean, there's everything to admire about you.
Thank you.
We will conclude this conversation very, very soon. We have a beautiful package I told you earlier. Mm-hmm. We'll give it to you. And then we'll also take your final words to mothers, especially. I am passionate about young women who get married, and I have a lot of those I am talking to and mentoring. And sometimes, yes, you have made the mistake already by, like you said, going in for a project instead of looking for a husband. So there's a project to deal with, and there's your life to deal with. How do you still, because we believe God answers prayers, how do you still manage, deal with the problems at home? Because I remember sometime I told my brother that you can't pretend not to be married. You are married.
Yes.
And you're having the problems in the marriage. And sometimes the problem could be your partner. Could it be the way you are dealing with it? So you can't pretend and say that, okay, I am married, but I am not married. And let me live my life. For people who find themselves in those situations, young women with children, their mothers, they're trying to make a living for themselves. They have a lot of things. You have extended family issues. You want to better your life and you are in the middle and all of these things have surrounded you. I'd like you to speak, to encourage and to empower them before we end. So please put the speech together. I'll come and take it in a little bit. But before that speech and before our presentation, Pentecost Hour, a religious broadcast program sponsored by the Church of Pentecost, comes your way with the chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Apostle Eric Nyamiche. On Joy FM Sundays at 1:30 p.m., Hits FM Mondays at 5:30 a.m., and Joy Prime TV on Saturdays at 7 a.m. Tune in every Sunday, Monday, Saturday, as Apostle Nyamiche brings you life-transforming truth that nourishes the soul, ignites passion, and restores hope to the nations. The Church of Pentecost, we are possessing the nations for the Lord. And the joy of every parent is to see their children cheerful and hearty. To achieve this desire, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients and multivitamins which can help with their welfare. One of such nutritious beverages is Vitamilk soy milk drink. Vitamilk soy milk is made from natural soybeans, which is a good source of plant protein. We're talking about vitamins B1 and B2. Vitamilk has no artificial flavorings, no colorings, and no preservatives. And so choose the Vitamilk Champ for your children because it has plant protein and it is nutritious and amazingly delicious and also very satisfying. It comes in the regular soy milk drink. You can have it in the multi cereal and with no caffeine. You can have it in choco, in banana, in strawberry. It also comes in the 250 ml or the 1 liter Tetra pack. So go and get your Vitamilk. It is indeed nutritious and it feels good anywhere, anytime. Now to that powerful message.
I would say to ladies, young and old, it takes two. Sometimes we blame the other. Without looking at self.
Sure.
Sometimes we blame the other without understanding that other. I think that it is important that before we start to blame, we ask. Let's find out why they are behaving a certain way. Maybe something that we are doing or something that they have encountered is making them behave the way they do. Or something that you have encountered is making you behave in ways that trigger certain things in them. That is one. Two, when I say it takes two, sometimes it's because we saw that this should not be for us, but still we went for. So when that happens, what I see is, so it's not the fault of that person, because you'll see that somebody else may marry that person and they'll be happy. So you went into it knowing that it would not work, or you didn't know, but you didn't want to know. You see how sometimes you avoid people who will tell you the truth. So we should watch that. But once we get into it also, communication is key. Communication is key. And living and let live is also key. We sometimes think about how we feel all the time without thinking about how
the other person feels.
But how would you know how the other person feels without asking? So we have to ensure that we keep the lines of communication open all the time.
Great.
And get support if you need that.
Mm.
There's no reason why you should be miserable in a place where you go to every day. Get support.
Get support. Thank you very much for granting us this opportunity to speak. I know that you have so much to do. You need to juggle. You need to run around and do a lot of things. But then we didn't come empty-handed. We have a beautiful Kente package from Prestige Kente for you.
This is beautiful.
Yes. And like beautiful. I said, Prestige Kente, they do bespoke Kente.
Wow.
You have to, you know, you can actually just go onto their website or call them on 0244-327838, www.prestigekente.com, and get a gift card. And with that gift card, you are able to choose the kind of kente you want. Select the designs the way you want. You can dream about the design and take to them. They will do it for you. You can also, you know, book an appointment to go to their weaving center in Adenta and see what they do. You can take your children on a discussion there. It's a whole place, you know. And they give us this beautiful one to give to you.
It's really beautiful. Bespoke kente. A prestige kente. Thank you so much. This is really, really, really.